Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live on location at Hall of Fame Sports Bar. Right here's Hall of Fame Sports Grill right here on Wade Hampton in Greenville. What is going on, everybody? It is so great to be here, and away we go for the next 3 hours, 1 to 4 p.m. Mark Ryan, Lonzo, don't call me Lozno, Reitzel. We are going to have a blast over the next 3 hours of the show today. All of your one-stop shop for all of your NFL draft coverage. We're going to talk to Ross Tucker, who played in the NFL, who covers the NFL for SiriusXM. He's going to be joining us at 3:20. Our sister station to the north in Charlotte is going to make an appearance on the show today to see what the Carolina Panthers might be doing in the draft. Travis Hancock joins us at 2:20. Our main man, Dabo Swinney, was heard on our station this morning. We're going to replay that interview for you. And so much more fun stuff coming your way today. The pet peeve bracket continues, which I'm sure is what you really care about on NFL draft day. But it's the Ghoster versus more than 10 items in the less than 10 items lane coming up at the grocery store is coming your way at 1:50, and a second matchup coming your way as well. To go with a ton of fun sports topics, all the ways you can get in touch with us here on the program today, 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you. Blow me up at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. Twitter is there for you as well, at ESPN Upstate, at MARC Ryan on Air, at Lonzo on Word, and of course, you may email the show. Email the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate of South Carolina, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Lonzo, it is awesome to be here. I find myself staring. I'm wondering why I'm having, like, googly eyes right now. You know, kind of my eyes are drooling, and that is because I see the beautiful banner of the Florida Gators right here in front of us on draft day. The Florida Gators will be large and in charge and seriously represented in the NFL draft today. There's no coincidence that they put me right in front of a University of Florida banner, right? This is a beautiful day, Lonzo.
It's not just your eyes that are drooling. You need a napkin, dude.
Napkins, please, here on the show. All sorts of fired up and a ton of fun stuff to get to between now and 4 p.m. We are, of course, your one-stop shop. We are your draft party today. Invite everybody to come out. I know you're at work right now, but we are rolling here today. I mean, the party begins right now. But we're going to be rolling this thing. We're going to be kicking this thing live between 1 p.m. and 11:30 p.m. tonight. So we've got Offsides with yours truly and Lonzo from 1 to 4. We've got Straight Up with Sturge from 4 to 7. The NFL draft coverage begins on ESPN at 7 with the draft itself. The draft itself beginning at 8 p.m. And then rolling until about 11:30 tonight. So we're going to be here. We're going to have a blast. We've got some really cool Carolina Panthers gear for you. We have a Greg Olsen signed mini helmet. We also have you spin the wheel for a prize. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. Spin the wheel for a prize. That's how that works.
I would like to have you spin that wheel for a punishment, Lonzo. You know, I think that should be the wheel of doom. You should spin that for a punishment today.
That should go both ways. Why do I get punished and you don't?
There should be a two-minute plank required on that wheel.
I'm already punished because I'm here with you.
I would agree. I mean, they pay me to put up with you for 3 hours. It's incredible how that works.
Wait a minute. You get paid?
All right. So, folks, in my opinion, this draft day – this draft day is one of the greatest days in sports. And I was thinking about this. I was thinking about the days in sports that that just really, really, really get us fired up. The days in sports that feel like a national holiday. And it used to be that it was opening day in Major League Baseball. And we talked about how opening day doesn't have the same buzz, doesn't have the same vibe that it used to. So I want to share with you guys, as we open today our draft coverage here, my top days as a sports fan today, okay? Like the best overall days to be a sports fan. Because there's no doubt about it, to me, this is one of them, all right? So for me, outside looking in, top 5 days as a sports fan are as follows. Number 5, opening day in Major League Baseball, has fallen in my life, in my rankings, from 1 to 5 over the course of my 41 years on this earth. Number 4, the World Cup opener. To me, I know Alonzo shares this opinion.
Yeah, right.
But the World Cup opener, we're going to have it in a couple of months. Whether it's men's or women's, I'm totally in. I'm totally on board. The World Cup opener is a hell of a day. Number 3, NFL draft day is, for me, the third best sports day of the entire year. It's a fantastic day. It is a day that we're all pumped up to be a part of. I don't have any NFL day besides that listed here. Is Super Bowl Sunday, the day of the Super Bowl, truly one of the best sports days of the year? And more years than not, it's given us a lopsided game, right? But NFL draft day, I mean, what makes the NFL draft day more inspiring than the Super Bowl? It's that 32 teams out of 32 teams today believe that hope springs eternal, believe that their team is going to win the Super Bowl today. I mean, there are no losers today, right? I mean, this is a day where everybody dons their team colors and everybody feels fantastic. Number 2 for me is the first Saturday in college football. I think the first Saturday in college football is one of the truly best days of the entire year. And number 1 for me, March Madness Day 1. We just had it last month. March Madness Day 1 is truly, speaking to my opinion, the very best sports day of the entire year. What do you guys make of my list? Where does today, the NFL draft day, rank in your top 5 days as a sports fan? I've got March Madness Day 1 is number 1. First Saturday in college football is number 2. NFL draft day today is number 3. The World Cup opening day is number 4. And opening day in baseball is number 5. My top 5 most special sports days.
You know what? I've been thinking about this. I would have to say today is number 1 for me.
Really?
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. And number 2 would be the Super Bowl. Number 3 would be WrestleMania. I don't care. Say what you want. Number 4 would be the national championship for college football. And number 5 would be the national championship for collegiate wrestling.
Oh, geez. I need to ask somebody here at Hall of Fame if they checked your ID when they came in, because you're 11 years old, Lonzo. I need to make sure they checked your ID here.
That's why I look younger than you do.
I don't know if that works, man. I just don't know if that works. All right. Those are my top days regardless. Look, it's going to be a huge day for the state of South Carolina today in the NFL draft as well. By my estimation, between now and Saturday evening, 17 players from both Clemson and South Carolina could potentially hear their names called. Who's going to be the first player picked among Clemson and South Carolina today? 1-844-477-3776 is the number. First player picked, my estimation, from talking to some people, from talking to some sources today that are close to the thought processes going on in the draft, I think it's going to be Christian Wilkins, defensive tackle from Clemson. I think he projects to be, right now, in the most recent top 10s that I've seen, he's projecting to go number 9 to Buffalo early today. So Christian Wilkins may very well be the first player picked from either of the two schools. Debo Samuel has kind of a late first, early second round grade. from South Carolina. I think you're going to see Cleland Farrell undoubtedly go in the first round from the Clemson Tigers. Dabo Swinney, by the way, you'll hear from Dabo in this hour, and you'll hear that Dabo has something very interesting about Cleland Farrell that you didn't, that you haven't previously heard. And then Dexter Lawrence is right on the line there. First round pick, second round pick, will he go today? Will he go tomorrow? Early in the second round? Either way, that defensive line from Clemson is going to be incredibly well represented. And then, of course, let's not forget about Hunter Renfro, who, you know, the opinions are completely varied on how he projects at the next level, right? I saw a big board today that had Hunter Renfro as the 80th best player, which would place him in the third round. I've seen another estimation that has him in the fifth or sixth round. If I could just make one request of the NFL today, please, for the love of God, for the love of all that is good and holy, please, whatever you do, do not allow the New England Patriots to get their grubby paws, keep their filthy paws off the silky drawers of one Hunter Renfro. You cannot allow that to happen. The NFL cannot allow that to happen. If you are tired of the Patriots winning, and Lonzo is number one on that club, okay, then you cannot let the Patriots land Hunter Renfro where, whatever round it may be in. I think he's going to be a fantastic player. We had the topic earlier in the week, who do you think is going to be a better pro, Deebo Samuel or Hunter Renfro? It is completely open to interpretation, and I think both players have a shot to be truly outstanding. Folks, we are live on location at Hall of Fame Sports Grill on Wade Hampton in Greenville. Wherever you are, we invite you to come out and join us for our draft party. Offsides with Mark Ryan 1-4, Straight Up with Sturge 4-7, ESPN draft coverage 7 to 11:30 p.m. We are rolling. We have begun a 10-hour party right here at the Hall of Fame Sports Grill. Can't wait to see you guys. We're going to have a ton of fun here today. Autographed Panthers memorabilia, shirts, giveaways, prizes, you name it, we've got it. Would love to have the chance to meet you as well. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan. Coming up next on the show, my top 10 overall draft picks today. Plus, I need to call out an organization that has garnered way too much power. That is coming your way next, live from Hall of Fame Sports Grill. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, live on location from Hall of Fame Sports Grill. I'm getting jealous because I'm seeing everybody pounding food surrounding me right now.
It smells so good.
I'm watching Lonzo look at the menu here right now. Man, my brownies are burnt looking at all this stuff out here today. But we're rolling out here 1 to 4 p.m. Lonzo, I've got to ask you, in honor of our pet peeve bracket coming your way at 1:50 today, what would your wife say is your most annoying habit?
Probably making fun of everything and everybody, no matter what the situation.
No, that's what annoys me the most about you.
Well,
what is Lisa saying?
Did you guys have something in common? Oh no, trust me, that's it. No matter how bad the situation, I still make fun of it.
Of everyone and every situation.
Yes.
That would be the part about you that is the most annoying to your wife.
It's also the thing that got me whipped the most as a kid, and it is my smart mouth.
Is there a story there?
Too many to
whipped for having a smart mouth as a kid?
Dude, I can't contain what I say half the time. I'm better at it now, but my mom wasn't happy with it. Trust me.
You know, and I'll tell you, I asked some friends. I said, hey, Lonzo's going to ask me for mine here. And I asked some friends today, and they said, Mark, there's absolutely nothing annoying about you.
Yeah.
So it's incredible how that works.
This is why that's a dream, because, one, you're saying you have friends.
Ouch.
So what you're saying is you're perfect in every way, and we know that is not true.
I just, you know, that people don't find it to me.
Here's my problem with you.
Yeah.
Is that you look like you belong on a soap opera, and me sitting next to you becomes a problem for me. That's my problem.
Lonzo, you've got the man bun rocking today. So
it's not a bun. It's a ponytail.
This is a man bun.
It is not a bun. I will never put my hair in a bun. I'd rather have it
burnt off. Can I ask you a question? This is a man bun.
It's a ponytail.
This is absolutely a man bun.
It is not a bun.
Can we agree this is a man bun? All of us and everyone raise their hands if this is a man bun.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
No hands are being raised.
It absolutely is a man bun. Come out to Hall of Fame Sports Grill and see the man bun for yourself. Right here, 1 to 4 p.m. Offsides with Mark Ryan, Lonzo, until 4 p.m. today.
I keep giving you ammunition. You find things that are bothering me, and that bothers me.
Oh, does it?
Yes, it does.
Does it really bother
you?
Yes,
it does.
Boy, we're going to have to hone in on that then for the next 3 hours. Listen. Everyone's entertainment comes first, Lonzo.
Yeah,
okay?
I get that.
Your feelings come second.
That's why I'm here, because you're alone.
Ugh. All right. So I do want to get to this here. To me, the NCAA is making total fools of themselves right now. Complete and total fools of themselves. In what we've seen, here recently. In the NFL is the denial of two transfers that were made for health reasons. Okay? So Brock Hoffman wanted to transfer from Coastal Carolina to Virginia Tech, and the transfer, of course, he can transfer wherever he wants, but he applied for immediate eligibility to play, and he was denied. Luke Ford was a tight end at Georgia and wanted to play immediately at Georgia this year. His transfer was denied. Here's the problem with both of those situations. And here's really the thing, all right? Brock Hoffman's mom had a brain tumor that she's having operated on, and he wanted to go from here in South Carolina up to Virginia so he could be closer to his mom, all right? And he gets to do that, but he doesn't get to play this year. That's a shame. That is a crime. That is incredibly disappointing. Luke Ford is incredibly close to his family. They're from Illinois. He was a highly rated recruit, so he went to Georgia, one of the best football programs in the nation. And at Georgia, Luke Ford was going to have a chance to play, get drafted in the NFL, be a star, but because he's close to his family and because the health of his grandparents is ailing, Luke Ford wanted to go back home and transferred back to Illinois. Both transfers were denied. Both eligibilities were denied by the NCAA to play this year, and the NCAA is coming under a ton of fire for this. Folks, here's my point on the whole thing, all right? When the NCAA rules like this and they toe the dotted line, and with Brock Hoffman they say – he was 7 miles outside of the 100-mile-an-hour limit in order for an immediate eligibility to be granted. What it tells me is that no one at the NCAA has ever been a parent. Now, I'm not a parent, truth be told, but my closest friends are. Contrary to popular belief, so I actually do have friends. My closest friends are parents. And because of that, I know that in any household, you must legislate the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law. If you start holding your family to the letter of the law, not the spirit of the law, you're going to have really upset kids. You're going to have kids that don't like you. You're going to have a lot of needless fights between parents and children. By the letter of the law, yes, Brock Hoffman is 7 miles outside of the accepted range of 100 miles to be able to play next year. By the spirit of the law, give me a break. I mean, do we even need to go down the list of examples here? Justin Fields, number one quarterback in the country, recruited by Georgia but can't play because Jake Fromm is too good. Okay, so Justin Fields transfers to Ohio State. Boom. Granted immediate eligibility to play because of a hardship. The hardship was that he didn't get on the field. That was the reason he's granted immediate eligibility. Tate Martell sees Justin Fields come to Ohio State, says, I'm out of here, didn't win job, transferred, boom, granted immediate eligibility at Miami. Brock Hoffman, mother has brain surgery, transferred, denied eligibility. Luke Ford, his grandfather is sick, transferred, denied eligibility. What message, folks, are we sending these days? What message are we sending to our young people nowadays? Hey, if you're not good enough to start, transfer, you can play right away. But if you have any hardship whatsoever, now you're gonna have to sit your ass out for a year. I think it's deplorable. If you want me to be honest with you, I think it's completely deplorable. Again, the spirit of the law versus the letter of the law. Lonzo, I don't know if you relate to this. You're a parent, right? I call you a big kid, but they tell me you're a parent. In your household, I mean, I feel like if I'm lucky enough to one day be a parent, I've got to legislate the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law, and the NCAA is failing miserably here.
Well, see, you say this, in a household, each kid is different. And some parents will legislate all the way through and do the same thing to both of them. But with each kid being different, I don't think you can do that. And in this case, as far as the NCAA goes, if you're not a star player, you're not going to get to transfer and start right away. It's unfair. It is. I think the transfer portal is just free agency, and it's ridiculous, and it shouldn't be allowed. But that's how it is. If you're a star player, if you're a quarterback who's probably going to start right away, then you've got a good shot of getting it. But if you're not, if you're a second or third string player and you're trying to go somewhere to get playing time, for whatever reason, they're just not going to give it to
or
you.
Or if your mom has a brain tumor,
yes.
Or if your grandfather is sick and you're really close to your family and you need to go home.
See, what I'm saying is I don't think they look at the reason. I think they look at the player. And if the player's good enough, you can
well,
if not,
if,
then
if,
it doesn't
if
matter
they look
the
at
reason.
The, if they look at the player, Lonzo, that would be crime against humanity.
Definitely.
And the NCAA should be investigated for corruption if that's the case.
But can you prove that? You can't.
No, you can't prove that. But you go down the list here, and you got a couple guys who just weren't good enough to win the job, and they're granted immediate eligibility. And then you have a bunch of guys who have the single best reason to transfer that you possibly could. Right? The single best reason that you possibly could. I had an employer, Lonzo, in Tampa who seemed to get offended every single time somebody left the company. Right? Like they would literally get offended. And at the particular time in 2016, I was moving from Tampa to Houston for a relationship. Right? I was moving for a relationship. And I was like, I lost sleep the night before I was leaving my job because I'd seen how he reacted to other people leaving the company. And he said to me, he said, he brought me out in front of the whole company, and he said, folks, this is why you leave the company. You leave for love. Mark is leaving for love. Now, let's not tell him what happened in that relationship
yeah.
2 months later,
yeah.
Okay? Let's not tell him that. But it was, you know, if you're going to leave, you leave for love. You leave for love of family. And that's what Brock Hoffman and his mom with a brain tumor is trying to do. That's what Luke Ford is trying to do. And let's make no mistake, Brock Hoffman is at Virginia Tech now. He just can't play. Luke Ford is at Illinois now. He just can't play. And to me, that's a crime against humanity. I'm interested. Do you guys feel the same way about this as anyone on the other side? Is the NCAA doing the right thing by towing the letter of the law? 1-844-477-3776 is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. The other thing I want to get to here, and, you know, the way we roll here, especially shows on remote, folks, any topic of discussion you want to call in, whether I talked about it before, whether I'm talking about it now, we'll take your calls here on the show, 1-844-477-3776. I want to share with you my top 10 players in the NFL draft today, okay? You've seen big boards. You've seen the mock drafts. You've seen all of this stuff. But what I do want to share with you are my top 10 because Mark Ryan's big board, you know, it's a little offsides, how shall we say. But these are, in my opinion, the top 10 players in the draft today. Number one for me, Quinnen Williams, defensive tackle of Alabama, is a surefire dominant force at the next level. He's going to be a top three pick. He's the best player in the draft, bar none. Think Aaron Donald, think Warren Sapp. Worst case scenario, think a guy like Geno Atkins or Gerald McCoy, Quinn Williams. Number two for me, Josh Allen, an athletic freak of nature. All right, Kentucky doesn't normally get dudes like Josh Allen. Is built like Khalil Mack, plays a little like Khalil Mack. And if you're me and you're a Florida Gator fan, you know that Josh Allen single-handedly wrecked you and single-handedly beat you earlier last fall when Kentucky beat Florida for the first time in forever. Number three for me, Jeffrey Simmons. Now, here's where my board gets a little bit different. Jeffrey Simmons tore his ACL, but as a defensive lineman was a one-man wrecking crew for Mississippi State. All right? This guy wreaked havoc on everyone's offensive line. Number four for me, the best linebacker in all of college football, Devin White, linebacker out of LSU. Now, I see what you're saying, Mark Ryan. There's a heavy SEC bias here in your front four. Okay, fair. But look at everyone else's
board. I don't hear a Bosa. I don't hear any Clemson in there.
Okay. Well, Bosa is not in my top ten. How do you like them apples?
Of course not.
Yeah, because I haven't seen him play. You know, dude doesn't play. Dude prima donnas it to the point that he doesn't even want to play.
He was injured.
Oh, I'm too injured. I don't want to risk my pro prospects, so I'm gonna jettison my teammates. I'm going to back out on my commitment to them and protect my draft stock. Yeah, great idea.
Do you want to bet that he goes in the top ten?
Lonzo, I'll bet you that he goes in the top five.
Okay.
He's going to go
in
the top five.
He's just not in yours. Okay.
He's not in my
top. Now I see how that works.
He's not in my top ten players in the draft. Number five for me, Ed Oliver, defensive tackle out of Houston. Had a front row seat to Ed Oliver the last few years living in Houston. The man is a bit of a trash talker, but is incredibly fast, speedy, and athletic, and it wreaks havoc. And you, if you're a stats guy, and I always say, folks, stats are like bikinis. They show some things, but sadly not all. If you watched Ed Oliver this year, you looked at stats, the stats weren't there, but that's because he was double-teamed every single play. Ed Oliver's the fifth-best player in the draft for me this year. Number six, our first local kid for me, he's going to be a dominant force at the next level, Christian Wilkins at Clemson. I think he's the very best in terms of Clemson and South Carolina. I love this kid. I think he's a disruptive force. I also really like his character. I had a chance to speak to him a bit at the Clemson spring game. Loved his character. Christian Wilkins, I think, is a guy who has a great motor. He's got all the ability in the world, and he's got the passion for the game and the work ethic to be incredibly successful. Number seven, you've never seen a freak of nature like this at the NFL level, and that is DK Metcalf. He's a wide receiver. Dude looks like the Hulk, okay? You've never seen anything like him. Dude looks like the Hulk, DK Metcalf. Number eight, Montez Sweat, also from Mississippi State. Rush linebacker, defensive end, going to be a total beast. Number nine for me, Kyler Murray, quarterback out of Oklahoma. I think he's the ninth best player in the draft. He might go first overall in the draft. So we'll see how that shakes out. I think whoever drafts Kyler Murray suddenly becomes interesting and fascinating. And, you know, look, not everybody is completely sold and on board with Kyler Murray, right? I mean, I was looking up some scouts' comments on Kyler Murray here, and not all were overly positive, if I'm honest with you. One scout said that I'd be scared to death to take him. He doesn't like the process of Monday to Saturday. He loves Sunday. Another anonymous quarterback coach said Baker Mayfield has an elite skill, and that's accuracy. And Kyler's accurate, but not anywhere near Baker. Baker's like a gym rat. Everybody loves him. He's a competitor. Kyler, I don't think he's a big film football guy. He's just like, hey, I'll do what the coaches say, and I'll go make plays. So quarterback coach says Kyler's the guy that goes through the motions. I don't think Kyler's the best player in this draft. I don't know that I would take him number one overall. But as a ninth overall pick, I'm in. And number 10 for me, the surprise in my top 10, Deebo Samuel. I think when you go back and you look at this draft a few years from now and you see the star that Deebo Samuel has become, provided he can stay healthy, I think Deebo Samuel could very well be a top 10 player out of this draft class when you consider productivity at the next level. Shredded everybody in the SEC. Injuries, the only real concern. I think New England is heavily looking at him at the end of the first round. All right, coming up next, one Clemson defensive lineman will be taken today, but you won't believe something Dabo Swinney said about him when he arrived at Clemson. We'll hear from Dabo Swinney, who was heard on our station here on ESPN Upstate earlier today. That is next. We're live at Hall of Fame Sports Grill on Wade Hampton in Greenville for our draft party today. I invite you to come out and join us right here on ESPN Upstate. All right, earlier today, Dabo Swinney was heard on our station here on ESPN Upstate, 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, 1330 AM Anderson and Clemson, and all parts in between. And he was on the Golic and Wingo show, and I think what you're going to find, number one, when you hear this, how proud Dabo is of all of his players. But number two, he tells an interesting story about the kind of the development that they're doing at Clemson. You know, and we had a guest on, Chris Hummer, yesterday that did the research. What programs in college football are doing the best job developing their players? Clemson ranked third on the list. Here's why Clemson ranks top three in the list. Dabo Swinney heard on ESPN Upstate earlier today.
Coach, thanks so much for the time on what I know is a big day and a special day for so many of the kids that you've coached. What's your NFL draft day ritual like?
I don't really have much of a ritual. I just, biggest thing for me is you know, I just try to communicate with our guys, you know, leading up to it. Tried to reach out to all the guys yesterday that I think have a chance to be drafted today and into the weekend. So just really communicate with my guys. And then usually if we do have a guy come to the draft, then I will come. In fact, I'm here. I got here last night. I had a little event that I went to and just got a chance to spend some time with Christian Wilkins and his family last night. That was a lot of fun. And so really just, you know, kind of, just hanging out, and then we'll go and do some media stuff later on today and green room and celebrate with the guys. That's it. I think I got a NFL Network hit or something I got to do later on today, and maybe something with college football game day folks. And so just some media stuff, but really just trying to, you know, enjoy it with the guys and you know, celebrate this great moment with them.
Potential of three defensive linemen from Clemson going in the first round. It's just incredible. So, Coach, take us back to that moment, because a lot of these players, when they're thinking about leaving early for the draft, and this is what the situation was with some of these guys, is they talk to their coach about it. And I would imagine you're pretty honest with them in knowing that they full well could go and be successful after last year's season. So what were those conversations like when you were talking to them about whether they should leave or not and then their ultimate decision to come back?
Yeah, we had three guys last year that really, you know, had a big decision, and that was Cleveland Furrell and Christian, and then Austin Bryant. You know, all those guys were going to be coming back as seniors, and actually Cleveland was going to be a redshirt junior. He technically still has another year of eligibility, but they all were scheduled to graduate, and Christian was already graduated. So the biggest thing that we do is we just have a process in place, and the NFL folks have been great. They've done a great job of really getting us accurate information and truthful information so that we can share with the guys, and they put a committee together that does a good job of evaluating and giving the proper feedback to the underclassmen as far as what their opinion is. And they now it's first round, second round, or stay in school. That's how they handle their business. And so, you know, we got that information and sat down and talked through it. And those guys potentially could have been first rounders, but most likely were probably second rounders last year, which is still amazing and incredible opportunity for anybody. But, you know, those guys looked at it and really, you know, thought through it, but just felt like with another year that they would have a chance to solidify themselves as a first-round draft pick. And so I had no idea what decision they were going to make I felt like I was pretty sure Austin would come back because he was more of a mid-round grade. And but Cleland and Christian had a late first round, mostly second round type grade. And so I really thought Christian was going to leave last year just because he was already, he graduated in 2.5 years and had his degree and, you know, had been a 2-time All-American, but he decided he wanted to come back. He really just enjoyed his experience and loved being a teammate with those guys. And so he came back and got his master's degree. So, and won the Campbell Trophy and won a national championship. And I don't think there's any question he solidified himself as a first round draft pick. His name is going to be called somewhere in that first round tonight. And so that's what they came back to do. And they came back with a purpose and achieved that. Same thing with Klee. I can't imagine he's not a first rounder. I think he's as complete a player as there is in this draft. And so I'm excited about it. But it's a process that they all have to go through. And, you know, this year we had a couple of juniors come out, Trey Lamar and Trayvon Mullen and Dexter Lawrence are all juniors. And they all chose to come back, to come out. So from year to year, it's different, but it comes down to a personal choice and decision. And we support them 100% with what they decide to do. Because at the end of the day, it's, you know, you can talk about your advice and opinions, but it's their life and they got to do what's best for them.
Talking to Dabo Swinney, Clemson head football coach, 2-time national champion on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Coach, that conversation happens when guys are going later into their college careers and have that immediate decision. But this is a goal for most of these guys the minute they step on campus. When you're recruiting players at a place like Clemson that puts so many guys into the pros year after year, how do you address it then? How do you address the ability of Clemson and what you guys can do to help get these guys ready, not just to win national championships, but to be NFL football players?
Yeah, well, it's to be honest with you, it's not a big part of our conversation with the kids that we recruit. I mean, it's something that eventually we get to. It's not something that we lead with. We lead with guys that our whole thing is value in education and the overall experience of what we have to offer and tapping into the personal growth opportunities that we have in our program and career development and so forth. But certainly as a young person that play this game, everybody wants to go to the NFL. So the biggest thing for us is we try to educate them in that, you know, listen, I think about almost 6 or 7% of high school players play college ball. And I think it's about 1.7% play pro ball. So, they all want that. So we try to create the proper perspective on the front end of, hey, you know, that's great. And you know, listen, we have a track record of being able to develop guys. I mean, we've had guys, Cleveland Furl was the 90th rated defensive end coming out of high school. Well, you know, there's not going to be 89 guys taken in front of him today. You know, so we've had guys like Christian who were highly, highly recruited out of high school. Who came in, with a high expectation and is leaving that way. So we've had a guy like Grady Jarrett, a 2-star, who developed into the franchise of the Falcons. A guy like Adam Humphries, who's an undrafted free agent, who makes $9 million a year now for the Titans. So we have, it's all across the board, our development, and we talk about it, but it's more about understanding, the commitment that it takes, the journey that they're on, and the fact that, there's no guarantees. And, if they have a dream to play in the NFL, then, and you know that it's 1.7% of college players get that opportunity, well, then you better do everything you can to give yourself every edge possible. So it's a holistic approach of, you're setting yourself up academically. If you're playing football at 27, 28, you're an old man in this game. And so we talk a lot about long-term. We talk a lot about, when football's over. And that's the kids that we recruit. And the guys that come in here, they come in here with the mindset of getting their education. Yes, they want to go to the NFL, but they want to grow as men. They want to be developed. There's a lot to learn. And so it's a part for sure. But it's nice to be able to say, hey, since I've been the head coach, I think we're fourth in the country in first round picks and fifth in draft picks. So you can achieve that dream. But more importantly, let's talk about the type of commitment and work ethic and character that it's going to take, you know, to really develop in all those areas and not just be defined as a football player. You know, these guys that are getting ready to be drafted today, these are great men. I mean, they're great men. They're going to dominate life. They just, you know, happen to be good football players. And so that's what I'm proud of them. These guys are graduates, and they're leaders. They have the tools to go be successful. And personally, I think that's why so many of our guys at the next level is because they're coming in very well prepared in the little things that ultimately separate people.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations on a great day. Enjoy Nashville, and congratulations on the national championship. We appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it. Y'all have a great day.
Dabo Swinney, as heard here on ESPN Upstate earlier today, some really insightful commentary there. Loved what he said about Cleveland Farrell. Wasn't one of the top 90 defensive line prospects in the country and will be one of the top 30 players selected among all positions today. All right, up next, our pet peeve matchup bracket continues. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to reveal this matchup to you. I'll give you a little hint. It's my favorite matchup to date. That is next. The pet peeve bracket continues. We're live at Hall of Fame Sports Grill on Wade Hampton in Greenville. Come out and join us for our draft party rolling on for the next 10 hours. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, live on location from Hall of Fame Sports Grill on Wade Hampton here in Greenville, South Carolina. Invite you to come out and join us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday we are doing a pet peeve bracket of the top 32 pet peeves in our region, okay? And our aim, our goal here is to crown the biggest pet peeve in the entire upstate, okay? That is our goal. So yesterday in the gross misconduct region, picking your nose beat or either way you lose here, but picking your nose beat leaving the cap off the toothpaste and smacking your food. Lonzo now has food in front of him. Don't even think about it, Lonzo. Smacking your food has beaten not washing your hands before you eat. All right, Lonzo, cut that out. All right.
I took that as a dare.
Okay. So, be that as it may, we roll on with our pet peeve bracket, and now today we move to the that guy bracket. You never want to be that guy, right? Sports has a ton of that guys. You never want to be that guy, but today we're in the that guy region in our first bracket matchup that is open for voting as of this moment right now, okay? Here's how you can vote. Sign up on our website. All you need to do, log in on your Facebook account, ESPNUpstate.com. You'll see the bracket, Mark Ryan's pet peeve bracket right there. Hit vote. You will be able to just log in with your Facebook account and vote right there. You can also vote on our Twitter poll at ESPNUpstate. You can call in with your votes, 844-477-3776. You can text your votes to our text line at 71307. Okay, I'm going to reveal the matchup to you. We are up against the top of the hour break, but I will reveal the matchup to you next. We're live on location at Hall of Fame Sports Grill on Wade Hampton in Greenville for our draft party extravaganza, all right here on ESPN Upstate.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!